Okay, everybody, it's Dr. Z. I'm going to talk today about a pet peeve of mine, and that is Best Doctor Awards. So you guys have all seen this. Like, there's a magazine, Top Doctors of San Diego, or a plaque in your doctor's office that says Best Doctor Fresno 2018, and some glossy shit. And you're thinking, as a patient, oh, cool, I want to go to the best doctor, right? Well, that is the wrong way to figure out who the best doctors are, because guess what? Spoiler alert, it's all fucking bullshit. So these sites and magazines and companies, they are for-profit companies that you pay to bump you up in these rankings. They will say, oh, there's peer review and your fellow doctors vote on you. Oh, you don't think that can be gamed? Like, people in your practice, people who refer to you, people you go take out golfing aren't gonna again then nominate you for top doctor of like Peoria, Illinois? Patients need to understand these sites are abject bullshit. Doctors need to understand because the sites are very deceptive. So there was a ProPublica piece that we're going to link to in the comments where the guy wasn't even a doctor. And one of these sites' marketing people reached out to him and said, would you like to be a top doctor? And he's like, I'm not a doctor. And they were like, yeah, well, that's never stopped us before. It doesn't matter. It's about $300 for a doctor to get the little plaque and the listing. It's a pay-to-play thing. And so patients are lulled into the sense that they're seeing a doctor that actually is really good, whereas in fact, they're seeing a doctor who knows how to market. Now, one thing I'll say, a lot of doctors are really busy and they're scammed by these companies thinking, oh, with their ego stroked, oh, this is an award I'm getting and of course I wanna be a part of this because I'd like to get extra patients and I'd like to be seen in the community as a pillar. Okay, there's nothing wrong with that, but what's wrong and unethical is when you know better and now you do. So using these sites is absolutely unethical, it's misleading, and it's bullshit marketing. So the question is, how are patients and other doctors gonna find really good caregivers in the community? And here's a simple answer. There's no simple answer. It's complicated. So what we have to do is reduce care variation across all physicians so that we elevate all of our game so everybody is really pretty good. Then it's a matter of the personal fit, word of mouth, have family and friends use this person, and what do other doctors and say nurses, particularly at academic facilities, think of this person? That's probably the best way to figure out who are doctors. And so the call to action is, if you have a Best Doctors magazine or you see it in your local lifestyle magazine, throw it in the damn recycling or burn it. If you're a doctor, don't use these sites. It's bullshit and it's beneath you and you're better than that. And if you're a patient, throw the shit away. All right, guys, hit like, hit share, become a supporter, and you're looking at the best doctor of Juneau, Alaska 2019 right here.
Listen, it's true. Don't trust any doctor who has his face on a magazine. You know what I'm saying?
You shut your mouth, Tom Heinberg. I'm a best doctor.